Pop Defect Radio.
Was the night before Christmas.
When I was much, much younger, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day.
Merry Christmas!
I learned a whole lot different when Mommy sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way.
Pop Defect Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
During this time of year, the American people are assaulted with a more massive barrage of lies than they are throughout the entire remainder of the year. Again and again, you'll be told that Christmas is really a birthday party for Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger in the little town of Bethlehem 1900 years ago. You'll be told that there were four reporters from the news media named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John assigned to cover this event by Jehovah himself, who acted as their editor-in-chief. Furthermore, they spent their entire lives following this man around, recording all his most important words and actions, and just to make sure there were no factual errors, Jehovah personally proofread all their copy before allowing it to be published in his Holy Bible. This was accomplished throughout a mysterious process called divine inspiration. Therefore, every word they wrote is infallibly accurate. You'll be told that Christ had 12 disciples, some of whom were actual authors of the Gospels, and that the others, particularly Peter, were founders of the Christian Church. You'll be told that everything about Christianity is unique, every word uttered by Moses and the prophets, and Christ was original, and all the metaphysical doctrines and customs followed by Christians today were handed down by God, as revealed for the first time in their Holy Bible. The will of God, as revealed through the Bible, is supposed to be the key to happiness and everything that is good and moral in the world. All evil and the immorality is the work of Satan, who God created in order to give man a choice between good and evil. And just think, stage two of the strategic campaign against the devil was launched just a little after midnight on December 25th, 1900 years ago. Twas the night before Christmas.
Pop Defect Radio.
Radio X. Right in my bed.
Revised Scholastic Films presents The Truth Behind Christmas at Clear Channel. Yes, it's Christmas time at Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated, and it's the happiest time of year, where employees celebrate giving and the spirit of Christmas, while Clear Channel celebrates wonderful year-end returns and fat executive bonuses. However, some people crazily believe that large corporations don't care about their employees. With Clear Channel, this couldn't be more untrue. Look here, it seems that Clear Channel has organized a corporate secret Santa program where each employee gets a gift from a secret corporate philanthropic specialist. Jimmy received a pink slip of paper, no doubt containing an uplifting holiday message from the company. Look at Jimmy jump up and down, screaming at the top of his lungs, probably trying to thank Clear Channel for their holiday generosity. There are always holiday festivities going on at any of the 1.75 billion Clear Channel radio stations at Christmas time. Wow, look at the happy employees cleaning out their offices, probably to make room for the tree and the upcoming Christmas feast that Clear Channel has undoubtedly organized. Does Clear Channel Broadcasting care about the Christmas spirit? You're damn right they do. Look at this formerly high-paid executive. He used to be cooped up in a dingy office every day. But now, thanks to Clear Channel, he's working as a corner Santa Claus. Wait a minute, you're supposed to wave with all of your fingers extended, Santa. And here you see another employee being escorted out of the building by security, probably so he can experience the crisp, cool weather, which will make him even more into the Christmas spirit. Apparently, this employee had asked to have Christmas Day off, so Clear Channel responded by giving him several years of vacation time. What a generous company of friends. And of course, since Clear Channel is a large corporation that makes hundreds of millions of dollars per year, they are incredibly charitable. Here they are hiring a homeless person with no broadcasting experience whatsoever to be one of their highest profile hosts. Some would say they would hire anyone or do anything just to save a buck. But this homeless junkie, soon to be talk show host, doesn't think so. Say hello to the camera, Glenn. And that's the generous truth behind a Clear Channel Christmas.
Sometimes Christmas hurts. Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we turn up the lights so we drink the night away.
In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Put your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer, pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun,
there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread.
The night before Christmas, was stirring when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a
pop defect radio,
a
radio X.
A
subversive music for dangerous times.
Two dogs and a cat.
That's good.
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trench through a mix of radically independent, uncensored audio insurrection that I can scent, pirate, or download.
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap had When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing, and away to the window I flew like a flash, to tore open the shutters and threw up on the breast of the new fallen snow. That's what happens when you're the president. A right jolly old elf came with a mouse. That's hard to do, isn't it? That's very good. And Mama in her stockings, a side of his nose, and he whistled and shouted and threw up on Donder and Blitzen. That's good. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. He was chubby and plump, a reindeer. Or mouse. The coursers, they flew, then turned with a jerk, and the beard on his chin went straight to his work. What color was his nose? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be a mouse. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, happy stockings to all. And to all, ashes and soot. The end.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire, chestnuts nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung like Eskimos. Everybody knows tiny thistles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. And every mother's child is gonna sleigh, every reindeer on his way, and so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Pop Defect Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Merry Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the skies, air defenses were up with electronic eyes. Pilots were nestled in ready room beds as enemy silhouettes danced in their heads. Every jet on the apron, every Sam in its tube, was triply redundant, linked to the blue cube. And Elint and AWACS gave coverage so dense that nothing that flew could slip through our defense. When out of the klaxon arose such a clatter, I dashed to the screen to see what was the matter. I increased the gain, and then, quick as a flash, I adjusted the filters to dampen the hash, and there found the source of the warning we heeded. An upcoming blip, 8 escorts preceded. Alert status red, went the word down the wire, as we gave every system the codes the men fire. On Aegeus, a Patriot, Phalanx and Hawk. Scramble our fighters, let's send the whole flock. Launch decoys and missiles, send shaft by the yard. Get the kitchen sink out, call the National Guard.
What? You call on there, you nothing but no punk-ass white boy for the National Guard.
They turn towards the target, move toward it, converge, till the tracks on the radar all finally merged. And the sky was lit up with a demonic light. As the foam at his fate in the high Arctic night.
Radio X.
So we sent out some recon to look for debris. Yet all that they found on land and on sea were some toys, a red hat, a charred leather boot, broken sleigh bells, white hair, a deer's parachute. Now it isn't quite Christmas, was Saint Nick shot down? Unhappy children in village and town. For the spirit of Christmas can hardly evade the web of defenses we've carefully laid. But a program is on, working hard night and day. The elves are constructing a radar-proof sleigh. So let's wait for next Christmas and cheer it in health. For the future has hope. Santa's coming by stealth.
Have a decorations of duct tape up my Christmas tree. Won't mean a thing if someone terrorizes me. I'll eat an orange this Christmas, that's certain. Because I'm ignoring that corporate media curtain. I'll be doing just fine drinking that bastard French wine. But I'll have an orange, orange Christmas. Thank you, Tom Ridge.
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa.
You're listening to Pop Defect Radio's Radio Xmas. First Xmas show I've ever done. And in the mix, we're listening to right now the Droplift Comp with the Elf song. We also heard Marco in there with Have an Orange Xmas. Scooter and the Xmas Coup Comedy Players with Night Before Xmas. Evolution Control Committee with Xmas Wrong. Of course, George W. Bush trying to read "'Twas the Night Before Xmas." Mullets Across America with Do They Know It's Xmas? That's off the Xmas Gone Wrong 1998 Drive-Thru Records release. Also, the Chinkies with Sometimes Xmas Hurts. DX Audio with Xmas at Clear Channel. That was a funny one. I like that one. The Klezmonauts with Joy to the World. Mother Mania with Xmas Time and I'm Not Smiling. Also off the Xmas Gone Wrong LP, 1998 Drive-Thru Records. And we heard a reading from Lee Carter's Origins of Xmas, an Atheist United traditional reading. And Little Marcy was in the mix there, along with a bunch mesh of other things here. This Happy Xmas. So I hope you're enjoying the Xmas spirit that I'm bringing to this program. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Pop Defect Radio's Radio Xmas. Stay tuned for our last track by the Truth Movement. Sometimes Xmas is a bitch. Happy Xmas.
Many times, many, many times, many ways, times, many ways.
Merry Christmas.
Radio Xmas.
Bad call, Ross Rubin.
Happy stockings to all. And to all, ashes and soot.